The tech that will change your life in 2021. In the Wall Street Journal, by Wall Street Journal staff writers. Hollywood at home. Many of this year's top films are hitting living rooms at the same time as theaters. Yep, that means watching Dune opening weekend in your PJs. Woohoo! In April, Universal Pictures made Trolls World Tour, an online rental, as theaters closed. Unexpectedly, it broke digital records, racking up $100 million through platforms such as Apple TV. Then Disney made a big bet on Mulan, launching the title on the company's Disney Plus streaming service for an additional $30 a pop. Following the Christmas release of Wonder Woman 1984, to all HBO Max subscribers with no extra fees, Warner Media plans to release its entire 2021 slate on the online platform. Netflix has long adhered to this model, and now Hollywood is catching on, more out of necessity than out of desire. AMC reported attendance is down 85% year over year, and Regal Cinemas, the second largest theater chain in the U.S., closed all of its locations nationwide. The director of Dune, slated for an HBO Max debut in fall, wrote a scathing op-ed about how streaming alone can sustain the film industry. Yet the studio's digitally-minded parent companies, including Comcast, AT&T, and Disney, might disagree, finding themselves in position of the primary distribution channel for their content and the valuable proprietary viewer data that comes with it.